Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Well, we're talking about prayer this month, and the last few days we've been talking about the Lord's Prayer. And I want you to listen to these words from Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. Thank you, Lord God, that you are merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions of sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. Now that sounds like a curse in one sense, but I want to talk to you about that principle. I believe if the sins of the father are visited to the third and the fourth generations, it's a challenge to all of us to walk humbly before the Lord and allow Him to be Lord of our lives, because I think the reverse of that is true as well. If you will live a life committed to Him, it will affect the third and the fourth generations to follow after you. See, it's a serious thing, this opportunity we have to follow Christ or to reject Christ. If you have rejected Him, I pray that you will repent of that and come to know Him so that your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren might be blessed and might be recipients of that blessing, because we have the power to break that chain. You can be set free from those bondages of the past. Even though your parents or your grandparents may not have followed after God, if you will give your life to Christ, He will set you free from that and break that bondage. And that's my prayer for you. Put your eyes on Jesus, my friend, and follow hard after Him. Have a good day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.